All right. Hello again, everyone. This is Constantine. I am subbing Alex's show, California Basement, on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm in like right in the middle of a 2-hour set that is inspired by the Caretakers album, or I guess series of albums, Everywhere at the End of Time, which sort of explores the progression of dementia. So hopefully if you've been listening, you've heard the songs get noisier. Also, hopefully you crank that last one because it's really good. You just heard Next to Nothing by Bowery Electric, Disappear by Sonic Youth, Sacrifice for Love by Wednesday, which is a cover of a Wipers song, or I guess it might have been a Greg Sage solo thing. I'm not sure, but yeah. And then You Made Me Realize by My Bloody Valentine. I'm just going to keep going. It's going to get really noisy and weird from here on out. So, you know, if you don't want to stick around, I don't blame you. But yeah, we got some Swans coming up, followed by Tim Hecker, William Basinski, Coil, and finally The Caretaker. So without further ado, here is Helpless Child by Swans.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We're now about 1.5 hours into my 2-hour dementia themed set. And I very fittingly found a dementia PSA in the PSA binder. So, ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol numbers are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. So what you've heard since I last talked was Helpless Child by Swans. I have a few things to say about each of these. So my friend James, shout out James. I don't think he's listening, but if you're listening, shout out. His third grade teacher was the bassist for Swans for not, they sort of cycled through a few bassists. So he wasn't there for the whole time, but he was there for, I think, a year or two, in the 90s, around the time when they released this album. Maybe he toured with them or something. I'm not quite sure, but, because of that, I've sort of known about Swans since I was, pretty young, and I didn't like them very much, but now I've sort of come around a bit. The second song I played was 7,000 Miles by Tim Hecker. It's off his album Radio More, which is probably my favorite Tim Hecker album. If you get a chance to see him in concert, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I went a few years ago, after the release of his album No Highs. I went to the Crystal Ballroom in Davis, and it was like, it was just a, I don't know if I can find an adjective to describe it, but he didn't say any words. He just played the music. It was like 115 decibels the whole time. So like, it was like crazy loud. And then because it's like, you know, ambient drone stuff, like no one was really dancing. And so you just kind of like, you're standing there like being blasted by a wall of sound for like an hour and a half. And like no one's moving. And it's sort of like, it was kind of like meditative, but also kind of torturous because it's hard to stand still for that long. But yeah, he's a really amazing artist. And the last song is Oh My Daughter, Oh My Sorrow by William Basinski. William Basinski, another sort of inspiration for the set. I know I sort of talked about the primary one being Everywhere at the End of Time by The Caretaker, because he did, you know, sort of what I'm doing. Well, he this was his idea, except he actually made music instead of just kind of like playing songs that other people made. But William Basinski, has this piece called The Disintegration Loops, which is, I think, somewhat famous. But he had a loop playing, like a tape loop, while he was living in Brooklyn, during 9/11. And he went to his balcony and he watched the whole, you know, the attacks happen. And he didn't, or I don't know if he realized or not, this is just sort of the story that I heard, but his tape loop was going that whole time. And you can hear it like degrade over the like hour and a half, or it might just be an hour, over the hour that he was, not there. And the whole thing's recorded and you just sort of hear it like degrade slowly. And so that's also sort of a piece of inspiration. So I sort of feel like his work is connected to what I'm doing here today. Yeah, I have two more for you, which will take us, I'm actually going to cut them off because the two of them together are 35 minutes, which we do not have time for anymore. but they are, oh God, let's see if I can pronounce this. Okay. So the first one is, 2.5 dimethoxy-4-ethylamphetamine, by Coil, released under the name Time Machines. Yeah, Coil is an English, you know, experimental rock band, I guess, ambient band, drone band, I don't know what you want to call them, post-rock. And then the last song is The Caretaker, with Stage 6, Long Decline is Over, which is the second to last song in his Everywhere at the End of Time series. Yeah, I don't think there's much more to say. I'm just going to play him. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm checking in one last time just to say goodbye. This is Constantine, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to turn it down a little bit more. This has been my two-hour dementia-themed set. If you made it all the way through, that's awesome. I honestly don't expect anyone to have made it all the way through, but I had a good time listening to everything. Once again, this is The Caretaker with Long Decline Is Over, which is the second to last track on the last album of Everywhere at the End of Time. But yeah, besides that, take it easy. I hope I didn't haunt your Friday the 13th too much. And stay tuned for the next hour.